So good morning, my name's Jamie and I present the afternoon show on BBC Newcastle Radio for the North East each afternoon from 1pm and every day we do a little audio boot to give you a bit of behind the scenes info about what's going on here at the BBC and also to tell you what we've got coming up on this afternoon's programme. Today I am in one of the, well I guess you'd call it a spare studio at the BBC here. We've got two on-air studios where we do the programmes from, but we also have a third studio, Cubicle 2 is its official name. And truth be told, it's looking a little sorry. The desk in here has been used over the last 10 or 15 years, mainly when the other desks break down. They come and get bits from this one to mend the other ones. So it's still functional, but only just. And occasionally, when we do, say, the odd pre-recorded interview, for instance, we might use this studio to do that in the morning. But the rest of the time, it just sort of sits here a bit forlornly. So we'll take a photo of this and stick it up with the audio booth so you can have a look at what Cubicle 2 looks like. Today on the show, Steve Grayson, who was the former chief investigative reporter for the News of the World. We'll be talking to him about life as a member of the paparazzi. He's been involved in some of the big celebrity scoops over the last 20 years or so. So we'll chat to him after one this afternoon. The Spooky Men's Choir. They're an Australian bunch of bearded men with peculiar hats. They're coming to Durham later on this week, and we'll talk to one of their number this afternoon from 1 o'clock. And just as a quick heads up, actually, obviously, some of the interviews we do on the show are live, and on occasion, some of the interviews we do are pre-recorded in the morning. And so just to let you know, some of the pre-records that are on the way. I mean, this is information that you won't get if you're listening to the show this afternoon. I'll be talking to Mark Billingham this morning, pre-recording interview with him, which will play out this week. Fantastic crime thriller writer, snapping at the heels of the likes of Harlan Coben and Michael Connelly when it comes to crime thriller writing. So I've got him this morning. And then tomorrow morning, pre-recording interview with Ross Noble, Cramlington's finest, world-famous stand-up comedian. I haven't met him in about 3 or 4 years. I haven't seen him in ages. So we'll be doing that tomorrow morning as well. And you can hear that on the afternoon show at some point this week. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you this afternoon from 1 o'clock on BBC Newcastle, 95.4 FM if you're in the northeast of England, or bbc.co.uk/tyne, or bbc.co.uk/weir.